Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the Gristle here on 2SER 107.3. And we're back again. Yes, I'm starving Marvin. And we're starving for some really good politics here on in New South Wales, in Sydney. Goodness knows. Thank God Eddie Obeid has finally got out of jail. We have something to talk about. Raccoon skin hats are all the go in Melbourne. Who'd have thought of that? ScoMo, gosh, he's been caught on Twitter saying a few odd things. What's happened to poor old Prime Minister Netanyahu back there in Jerusalem? He's got a few things to complain about. Anyway, all this and more coming up on The Gristle. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's back here at the Gristle. I've just... is the music still going? No, it's not. Yeah, there it is. It's still there. But I just thought I'd bring it down a bit early because we had a lot to discuss. We had a lot to discuss right now. And we're here, of course, with the usual pundits here. Pundit Taker.
Hello.
Welcome back, Pundit Taker. Just came in his bright, shiny new limousine. Joined the middle classes. Thanks, Pundit Taker, for turning up there. And, of course, we've got Demo Crazy as ever.
Good evening.
As ever, thank you, Demo Crazy. And just making up the gender equity here, True Debt, thank goodness you're here.
Hiya.
Brilliant.
Wow, what an intro there.
Brilliant, what an intro. And, of course, it's we've got some people that are going to spice up our lives. Thank goodness Eddie Obeid has made it out of the slammer.
Is he
going to brighten up our lives here, Pundit Taker, now that he's out?
I think it all depends on whether there's a mining tenement under the 2SER studio.
Ah.
In which case...
There could be. It's quite deep down there.
Is there coal here in central Sydney? That is the real question, because if there is...
And does he have the rights?
Indeed, indeed. Look, he's obviously done his time. I'm being now an accomplished jailbird. He will be looking for a new career. I mean, I think it's interesting that it was only three years, I think,
3 years,
that he was
yeah.
in there. I want to know, what type of graffiti did he write on the walls?
Oh, yeah.
What like, sort of advice?
Whose phone numbers did he leave on the toilet wall?
Yeah, like, what types of advice was he giving for the next person who goes in for, graft and corruption or whatever the charges were.
Or Lismore and corruption.
Yeah.
Demo Crazy, what are you?
Well, this is actually a combination of state and federal politics, because this is actually the Coalition's federal climate policy, is to lobby the New South Wales government parole board to let out New South Wales Labor politicians who love coal. And that was Eddie Obeid. So,
yeah.
True Dead, have you been missing Eddie?
Look, you know, he did give everyone a lot to talk about. Not that I was living here at the time, so I didn't get to talk about
it. So you're not to blame.
I did miss that. It was a good opportunity. But look, he is out. He's pretty old. So one hopes he might be beyond retirement.
We can write him off.
He's kind of like a piece of coal in a way.
He's a little bit like,
he's like a fossil fuel.
He's definitely not a diamond. He's sort of uncompressed coal.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting, though, because obviously... Eddie Obeid, you know, is and was the poster child for some very bad behaviour from our state politicians and the Labor Party of that era.
He's got a stack of Aldi bags somewhere, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, indeed. And I think that's in contrast, actually, because the Labor Party is doing a rooted and branch reform.
Right.
Led by Michael Lavarch, and that will be coming out soon. So it'll be interesting to see the contrast. You know, on the one hand, we have the ringleader of Mr. Obeid. He's been released. And on the other side, we have possibly a new dawn for New South Wales Labor in terms of governance. So watch this space.
Milton Orkopoulos is another name that haven't heard for some time. And he's looking for parole as well. Should we give him that?
I just don't know about his coal game.
I don't know, that's right.
You know what, though? They may be out of the coal business and into the water business, given our new restrictions up and coming.
Oh, nice
maybe,
segue, Trudette.
Maybe getting into the water business is not a bad business to be
in. Yeah, that is a wet dream.
That's right.
That you want to have.
Thank goodness we've
a level
just
two
had
wet
a downpour. But, of course, these water restrictions mean that you're going to have to get out with the buckets of water to keep your dahlias alive.
No. All you need to do is set yourself up as a cotton farm. It doesn't matter. You could live out the back here at 2SER in the middle of Sydney, or you could be in Newtown or anywhere. Just say you're a cotton farmer and the coalition will treat you very favourably when it comes to water rights.
You can pump anything you can find in the Darling Ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, again, back on coalition climate policy, that everyone will only have rock gardens in future, preferably coal. Coal gardens don't need to be watered.
We love rock here at 2SER.
I don't want to hear a bad word for plant-based fossil fuels, because that's what they are. Everything's plant-based now, and it includes coal. So all those vegans out there who are complaining about climate change, well, plant-based fossil fuels, come on.
Even diamond rings.
Diamond rings are plant-based.
I don't know. Do you know anything about diamond rings at all? No, okay. It's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame. Oh, well. Anyway, look, it's good to hear that those sort of things are available to us, but under level two, we're not going to be able to
just while we're on state politics.
If you've just bought a new car, for instance, a new limousine, a lovely black limo, how are you going to wash it?
Well, it'll be very difficult given the fires, and the fires aren't helped by, of course, the fact that the coalition in this state cut funding to the fire services during its tenure, and no one's talking about it.
Aren't they?
They're like, Gladys Berejiklian is
Gladys,
up there.
What are you doing, Gladys?
Crocodile tears full of smoke.
Oh.
You know, they cut funding to the fire services over the years in this state.
Mm.
That, and in combination with climate change policy, which is missing in action, I just think, why aren't they getting smashed politically for this?
Well, maybe they are.
Well,
have you done a survey?
It's about time.
It's about time. It's about place. Well, look, we might move on to the next, get off our trigger nozzle there and move on to what's next?
Maybe some music.
Maybe some music.
Yeah, right.
I've got the Odetta with the Midnight Special.
Odetta's
and I'll just bring it up.
Isn't that like a cheesy?
No, Odetta's great.
That's
don't even
her.
Know about this.
Oh, is that her?
Odessa. I'm thinking those
the cultural heritage.
Odessa.
That's
isn't
not
Odessa
it.
A place?
What have I done there? Where have you gone, Odetta? There she is.
Here's a big bell ring. Go up into the chamber. See the same old thing. A knife, a fork on the table. Nothing in my pants. If I say a thing about it, I'm in trouble with the man who lives the midnight spirit. Shine a light on me. Live the midnight spirit. Shine a ever loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, you better walk right. You better not stagger. You better not bite the sheriff. He will arrest you. He gonna carry you down. And when the jury find you guilty, you're penitentiary bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a loving light on me. Come, Miss Rosie. Well, how the world did you know? Oh, well, I know the bow apron and the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, a piece of paper in her hand. Goes out walking to the cab. Said, turn her loose on my man. Left the midnight spell. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, it's jumping, jumping, jumping. That was the whip. She's a mighty fine gal. She brought your man to the whole wide world. She was a mighty fine gal. She brought that in a home. Just a little more, yeah, yeah. She brought me the news.
Yeah, the lovely Odetta with the midnight special. You're not going to be with us till midnight, but we'll be here for another 20 minutes or something anyway. Now, Trudette, I understand ScoMo's been sending a few little tweets recently, and one of them really hasn't been one of the best ones we've heard from. Give us a bit of a rundown on that.
Oh,
one.
Starving Marvin.
Yeah.
The guy really needs to delete his Twitter account or fire whoever it is that's controlling it. But
Donald Trump that's controlling it?
Maybe. Bushfire. So I think what he wrote this week was going to be a great summer of cricket, and for our firefighters and fire impacted communities, I'm sure the boys will give them something to cheer for. And here's what I have to say to that.
Oh, dear.
One, perhaps if people want to see some sporting prowess from Australia, they might think about watching the women, because they are the ones that are actually winning things. The women's cricket team is number one in the world.
Yeah.
We have the number one female tennis player. I mean, if you want to see somebody actually win something, maybe start cheering for the girls. And point number two, could this tweet be any more tone deaf? I'm actually not sure.
Well, yeah.
I think, Trudette, you're the number one gristler, actually. Doing very well there. Yes, demo.
In terms of the tone deaf, with all the fires last week, the heads of former heads of the bushfire service said this is due to climate change, and he said, actually, no, you're wrong. Like, that's pretty tone deaf.
Well, and you know, interestingly, and look, everyone knows that John Hewson is a member of the Greens these days, but I think he had a good article this week in the press where he said that ScoMo, a man who prides himself on having the common touch, is failing the pub test on this, because people just know the truth, and they know that when he and his cabal come out and say it's got nothing to do with climate change, it's just wrong. It's like it's almost transcended politics in some way. Like, it's obviously not correct. So is he losing the common touch? I certainly hope so.
But on the other hand, you've got Noah Cole Joel, of course, coming in saying that
you mean Cole, yeah. Cole Fitzgibbon.
Yes. He's saying that that Labor federally should be coming out and supporting the environmental policies.
I think really his issue there is to do with rhetoric. Like, no one who runs an election campaign that says, let's shut down this industry, is really going to win that election. And sort of Labor, I think, suffered from maybe less optimal rhetoric. Mm. But I don't think Fitzgibbon saying, he is not in the same ballpark as the Prime Minister, who is an active climate... He's a climate denier in a climate sort of change clothing.
He's actually not an active one. He's saying we shouldn't talk about it. No, we just shouldn't talk about it, is what he's saying. Yeah. So he's actually
he wants us to be quiet Australians. Really, really quiet.
Yeah. If everyone was quiet, that'd be great for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone just be quiet.
On Cronulla Beach, it's always a beautiful day, isn't it, down in the Shire? So, I mean, you don't have to worry about
things. But, you know, I think what is interesting as well is that the constituency that the Libs often draw from is ahead of the curve on this. Like, people out in the regions, farmers, people that live in these fairly safe coalition seats know the reality of climate change. But instead, what you have is regulatory capture of the coalition by the IPA and co. So whether the Prime Minister
the beer
can...
people.
Yeah, too many hops. Yeah, so anyway...
Well, on the cricket tweet very briefly, though.
Oh, yes, very briefly.
So we're currently playing Pakistan, but the next competition for the test matches is New Zealand. And to play the land of the long white cloud, Australia's working pretty hard on a long black cloud to cover the entire Pacific, because the smoke's reached New Zealand. And I think, believe, this is the first night the 2SER is broadcast by smoke signals.
Yeah. And all the sports news here too on the Gristle ahead of the Across the Park people that are coming up next. Also, I just wanted to mention quickly. Oh, go on. Sorry.
I don't know whether this is the right segue, but we've got to talk about when we're talking about
the
figures behaving
hats,
badly.
Yeah.
There is the raccoon skin hats thing in Melbourne, but Westpac.
Oh, Westpac.
23 million breaches, allegedly, of the law to do with financial transactions.
Yeah, now,
the CEO surely,
could happen to anyone, really.
Surely, yeah, surely the CEO should be falling on his gold-plated sword by now. I mean, why is he still in a job?
Yes, well, and what about the committee that looks after, you know, the ethics, what are they called?
The board?
The board.
They've abrogated their responsibility.
The money laundering board or child exploitation board, I'm not sure.
Austrac.
Things have been running through. As a finance expert, things have been running through their accounts, coursing through, without any sort of, they haven't been telling a tax officer.
Okay, so every time financial transactions in this country are monitored by AUSTRAC. It's an agency that basically checks that the money's not being used for terrorism, sex crimes, all the things that you see on the dark web. Mm. And when there is a risk that they think a transaction does breach these laws, they send an alert to the banks. And so apparently what happened is AUSTRAC's been jumping up and down at Westpac for years that there are these high-risk transactions. The bank allegedly knew about it and did nothing because they just want to keep making money.
There's no one to answer the phone.
Well, you kind of say that in jest, but I think it's half true in the sense that there's no one who really cares enough.
Well, I think another aspect of this really interesting is the Prime Minister recently was saying, all the kind of activists who saying we shouldn't buy from companies that deal with Adani and saying that's bad. Well, the shareholders of Westpac are going to have their AGM in about a week's time, and they're quite likely to say we are not going to accept the remuneration report for the company directors and board, and we should sack everyone. That's the same kind of activism. In this case, they're the shareholders, but it's exactly the same principles that we want to avoid this.
But I suspect the board's going to pass a resolution calling on the rest of the shareholders to be more quiet Australians.
Oh, right.
I can guarantee
that. That is the solution in this country. Just be a quiet Australian.
Trudette, where do you go for most of your money laundering? Is Westpac top of mind for you?
They've been caught now.
Public relations.
Probably number two.
Yeah. Is it the Bitcoin ATM in Newtown?
Do they have one there? That's pretty fantastic.
Well, maybe.
I mean, look, I'm pretty versed in the dark web, so I tend to do everything through... I don't do Bitcoin. I have Ethereum.
Oh, right. But that's gone down lately, hasn't it?
It hasn't gone down a bit. It hasn't been a good investment for me. Yeah, it hasn't been a good investment for me, I'll be honest.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah, so maybe Westpac would be a better bet. Look, should we move on to something next?
A track.
What about Corey Bernardi, though?
Poor Corey Bernardi.
He's
out. He's out of ideas.
Who is out there.
We haven't got
Corey
Bernardi's evil twin anymore. Now we don't have Corey Bernardi.
I know. Can everyone just, take a moment to pause and reflect on the departure of Corey Bernardi, someone who made this country great. In fact, he even had the hat Make Australia Great.
And let's just face it, South Australia has lost both Christopher Pine and Corey Bernardi
in about six months. There is a political vacuum in South Australia now. What defence contracting firm could Corey Bernardi go to? I mean, is there any places left in those firms?
I'm not sure.
For a South Australian of his ilk.
I suspect he will be on the pastor circuit in the States until the usual scandal hits in about 10 years and you find out that everything he's been preaching about, he's been doing.
Oh, right. Actually, maybe...
preaching against, I should say.
Maybe he could...
I'll give him five.
He could score a PR job at the NRA or something. You know? That's something you can move into. It's an idea. There you go, Corey. We've got some ideas for you here on The Gristle. We might just move to a quick track. Look, it's Friday, isn't it? Have you got Friday on your mind? I think I have it here.
You should.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my own man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. Gonna have fun in the city.
survive, they grind once more. No, of nothing else that bugs me more than working for the rich man. Hey, I'll change that scene one day. Today I might feel mad.
Yes, Chris Liz, it's Friday on Your Mind here on 2SER 107.3. And gosh, there's been a lot of things happening elsewhere in the world as well, hasn't there, Punditaker?
That's right.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
He's the president of what country again, is it?
It's a failed state.
I actually think it's the president of quid pro quo.
And he's a peach farmer, is that right?
He is. So Trump, of course, the US Congress is conducting its investigation.
Conducted
into whether they should commence impeachment proceedings. So basically, Trump's in trouble for calling up the president of the Ukraine and saying, buddy, we will help you out with military aid and so on if you launch an investigation into the son of my rival, Joe Biden. He denied this, but every diplomat and in a apparatus, I guess, come out, apart from Rudy Giuliani, and basically given testimony that Trump basically told them that it was quid pro quo, namely, if you want the aid, you have to do the dirty on Biden. And anyway,
doesn't sound right. Well, it sounds very transactional,
yeah, and
doesn't it?
So there was a bit of a smoking gun when U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Mr. Sondland, basically, who was a bit of a Trump brown noser, came out and basically actually told the truth, which is very rare and surprising, and Trump's in trouble.
Oh, damn!
Was that
crazy
before or after he lied? Didn't he do both, this guy?
He did both.
But what is great is that there was this amazing photo. So Trump goes out to give a press conference to try to bat away all the allegations, and Trump has a notepad in font 100 of all the things he's going to say, and a journo got a photo of it, and it went all over the internet, and everyone thought it was fake, but it was real, and it's basically... insane.
Wasn't fake news.
Yeah.
It was real news.
So Trump has been done for bribery. Well, so the issue there is attempted bribery, but Trump's not the only one who's been hit with a bit of old school bribery.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, across the pond,
bad news,
in
Boris.
The promised land, Netanyahu.
Oh, Netanyahu. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, he's Bibi. In a bit of trouble there, isn't he, Bibi? Yeah.
Bibi.
I mean, his government is somewhat on the shaky side. The election was a little bit indecisive. He's relying on all sorts of weirdo right-wing, left-wing groups to keep himself...
Don't say that about James Packer. That's very unfair.
Yeah, and how are you supposed to curry favour with those people except to give them cash? And how are you supposed to get the cash? I mean, honestly...
I don't know. How do you get the cash when you're in Israel?
But I think one of the factors that unites populace is that they don't feel bound by the rule of law or any law really, even their own word previously. And so what's is happening for Bibi is his bribes are coming back to bite him.
Oh, true. Dad, are you worried about Bibi?
I'm worried Bibi might get out of it. I mean,
he probably will.
You think he deserves to go down?
I mean, I think he probably does. Like, the guy has been clutching power for so long now. Like, it's just not a healthy thing, you know?
It's from the 90s.
What's wrong with these presidents and prime ministers clutching power?
In terms of, like, so there's the bribery corruption scandal there, but also in Lebanon, in Iraq, protests happening all around the world. International climate.
Even in Colombia. Colombia's gone into an incendiary situation.
In Colombia, in Bolivia, in Chile.
Where are the quiet Australians? What do you know about Colombia?
I know a fair bit about Colombia. Yeah. At the moment, the people are protesting that they want the peace deal to continue. They don't want a return
to FARC.
Violence.
FARC?
No, they want
FARC.
No.
You're just doing this purely for that effect.
This is a family show, Punditaker.
FARC is the name of the rebel group.
But yeah, in Chile, they want a new constitution. And in Bolivia, Evo Morales said, what? The constitution had a limit and I ran again? What's the problem with that? So,
where do you go for a good time in South America these days? Uruguay? I mean, it's just everything.
No one's ever said
everything's
that.
In ferment. No.
Venezuela, perhaps.
What for a good time?
while we're just on international tip, what did anyone see the Boris Johnson versus Jeremy Corbyn flaccid debate during the week.
Was it good?
No, it was flaccid. But what is really interesting is in Australia and the US, politics is cutthroat, right? The aim of the game is essentially to assassinate the character of your opponent. Whereas in England, they're so polite. They're so passive aggressive and polite. And I was just like, I'm not a big fan of Jeremy Corbyn. I was like, come on, Corbyn, like pull out the knives and fight. And he's just like,
Nigel Farage hasn't been that polite.
Well, their press is certainly not nice and polite, and they're certainly not being nice and polite about Prince Andrew at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
poor Prince Andrew.
Let's not disparage a man who claims he can't sweat, and that's why he couldn't possibly have been sweatily dancing with a 17-year-old at a nightclub.
That's a perfect defence.
He's claiming that photo is a fake. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Well, I mean, actually, when you look at it, he would have to have an extraordinarily long arm.
Maybe he does.
That goes around her. Like,
who knows what those royals
expando
in breeding,
arms.
Centuries in Might breeding go. Can give you a long anything.
I
think his issue that
there.
He didn't stick to the inbreeding. That was his major problem.
Yeah. If only that arm had been around Prince Anne.
And unfortunately, that problem has impacted many, many young ladies.
Well, yeah, and including Lady Victoria Harvey, who, an ex-girlfriend of Prince Andrew, who was worried about hidden cameras in the Epstein apartments.
She actually had a hidden camera put in there.
Too worried about them, but
Epstein had a hidden camera put in there that FBI knew about because Epstein made a complaint to the FBI that someone was trying to entrap him. But of course, no one in the FBI realized, and he's going to use that to film making porno with some, underage person. So it's like, again, it's a failure of governance.
Who could have thought? A failure of government.
If only Prince Andrew had been there.
Prince Andrew. Oh, yes. A terrible,
I don't
terrible
want to see that video.
He's stepped back from public life
funded
now, too.
By,
yes. I
funded
didn't know
through
he was
a Westpac
in public
transaction.
Life.
Oh, yeah.
I thought public life was going out with all these
or
new
no,
women.
No.
You know what? Those,
what does he do in public
those
life?
Those royals work all the time.
They work
a lot for their money. I have to say,
right.
Like,
very
who wants to go around and like shake the hands of a bunch of random people? Literally no one. And so that's what they do.
£58 million a year. I will shake
Well,
hand.
I mean, but there's a lot of them to
even if
spread
you haven't
that
washed
amongst.
It.
There's a lot of them to spread that.
Yes,
and they work 7 days a week.
I mean, they don't.
They do.
They
no, they literally do.
They have hired help.
No, they go around and meet random strangers 7 days a week. Can you imagine how awful that would be? I mean, would you swap your job for going and meeting
some
RSL country?
If I got subsidised to the tune of 100 million Australian dollars.
But they've taken
I think the Dalai
away,
Lama does that for free.
They've taken away the royal yacht.
He gets money. What are you talking about?
No royal yacht.
From his book sales.
So old Prince Andrew stepped away from public life. So what I want to know is whether they're going to keep paying him his wage.
Well, again,
could I ask the CEO of Westpac?
Be quick, Panda Tiger.
I'm done.
Okay. Grizzlers, we're going to have to leave that question hanging in the air for next week. Why don't you give us a call on 951-495-00. Tell us what you think. You can write into us, telegram, anything you like. But
it's been
wonderful being with you here at your place. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's time for Trailer Park.
Trailer Park coming up next. Thank you, Punditaker. Thank you, Trudette. Thank you, Demo Crazy. And we'll go out with the leader of the land. No, we won't. We haven't got time to go out with anything of the sort. We're going to go straight to the trailer. Across the, oh dear, what is it? Across
the park.
Across the trailer park.
Yeah.